everyone writes Hello World first. They're going to write window button hello. And that's going to be basically what I think every developer does as their very first thing.
And that's XAML code there.
And that's XAML. Or it's actually an abbreviated XAML because I took some shortcut because the whiteboard's not as good for IntelliSense as the keyboard. But, yeah, that's XAML. And I just defined a window, and inside of that I put a button, and I said, put the word hello in it. And then I need to add some code that makes it say, you know, when you click it, this world. But I think that's going to be the, you know, 80% case.
What's going to be the aha moment when developers, you know, maybe the 15th thing they do where they go, holy, you know.
Oh,
this
I think
is pretty cool.
There's two things. One of which is if they depends on how big of a team they're working with. I think one of the biggest aha moments will be the first time a graphic designer on your team gives you XAML markup and you're able to drop it into your project and build and run it. And so then you have this moment where you realize that you can really separate out this really hard to do kind of graphic manipulation stuff to a designer who like gets that stuff and knows how to create cool looking gradients, and you just have to go in and write code behind it, and it's like this epiphany that you'll go through. So another kind of aha moment I think developers are going to have is when they figure out how to leverage the new styling and data model that we have in controls. It's a little hard to explain because there's some subtlety to it based on kind of the old Win32 model. So if you think about it, like this button I put hello in here, but I can put anything I want inside there. I can put a table or a grid panel or some vector drawing or anything. But the other thing I can do is I can actually put as the content of my button like a customer object. And I can specify how I want to visualize that thing. And when you realize that you can separate out your data from your presentation like that,
right.
It's just kind of real... another epiphany you can go through where you look at this and you can think of things in terms of the data representation and the visualization as two separate and distinct things, which is pretty cool.